Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Happy Friday to you. Time right now, 8 o'clock on the dot, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Love to welcome in right now, joined by MLB insider John Heyman, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball, with Cody Decker, Tony Gwynn Jr., covering all things MLB. John, a good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're great. I tweeted this earlier this morning. Tell me if this makes any sense. You're going to probably tell me no, but so what? right? So I tweeted, you know, forget Reynolds to some degree. The Pirates should offer O'Neill Cruz 11 at like $200 million. Make the offer. Listen, if he signs, the team, they spent the money, they got the guy. And if they make an offer and Cruz says no, then tell somebody off the record and get it out there that they tried, because teams are signing these young guys pre-arb and taking a chance on them. Should they turn their attention to O'Neill Cruz or not?
Well, I do think they are interested in locking up O'Neill Cruz. I have not heard that there was any progress and any talks there. But, the idea, your concept is fantastic. I agree 100%, and I wouldn't think the Pirates would disagree. The dollars, I would say that's a little high. And I'm an employee guy. I'm a working stiff. I'm not a management. But I would say $200 million might be a little high for somebody who really hasn't
Wander Franco got 182.
Yeah, I mean, I think, there's can't miss and then there's can't miss. I wouldn't quite put O'Neill Cruz in that category yet. I question the wisdom of the 182 million for Wander Franco, but I think there's a good chance that ultimately will be work out. And I think certainly would think there's a chance this would work out with Cruz. He's obviously extremely talented. And, let's give the Pirates some credit. They've got guys on this team that give the team hope. I mean, there are some other teams, Oakland, and not to name too many names, but they've got some potentially great players. And he certainly is a potentially great player, but I wouldn't start at $200 million. Why not? I mean, all these other guys who are great prospects, I think teams try to lock up early for $100 million, and, in many cases it failed. But and I could see $100 million, but I don't know. I think O'Neill Cruz would love you. That's what I think.
John, you just said that O'Neill Cruz has the potential to be a great player. Well, there's somebody here in Pittsburgh who covers the Pirates named Bob Walk, who took it a step further, said that he has the potential to be a Hall of Famer. Do you see that trending in that direction whenever you watch O'Neill Cruz?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got incredible tools. I mean, the arm, speed, power, it's pretty amazing to see. I have to defer to Bob on that. I mean, he's there all the time. He sees him all the time. I've only seen him occasionally. And, I mean, when you do, it's pretty amazing. So I love the concept. I think they should go above and beyond. But, just 200 is a little bit over for me. But, I wouldn't doubt it. I basically said the same about Ethan Salas, who's 16 years old, a catcher in the Padres organization. he's not played a game in the minor league. So I would defer to Bob. It's possible to see a Hall of Fame potential on somebody who's barely played in the major league level.
John, you've been all over the Brian Reynolds stuff, as is our guy locally, our friend Jason Mackey. And the way that I saw it put out there was that the money might not be far off between the Pirates and Reynolds, but that there was some sort of conceptual issue. And I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means, John?
I can only guess what that means. Yeah, I've heard they basically have agreement on the dollars, on the terms. So I've heard the word structural. I've heard conceptual. If I were to guess, it could be something like an opt-out, because that would be important to players. You see how valuable a tool that is for players. It gives them an option. That would be my guess, something like that. But, I mean, if they seem to be agreeing on the dollars. To me, that means the years, too. So something like that, I would think, could be a sticking point. I don't see a no trade as a sticking point. That to me, is something that's of some value, but not of incredible value. I mean, you know, if he's traded, he'd be traded to a contender, right? So it wouldn't be that terrible to be traded. So I don't see that as a sticking point, but I'm just speculating on what it is. But something that's important, obviously, but not involving the money or the years.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. John Heyman joining us right now, Odyssey MLB insider. If the Pirates get a deal done with Brian Reynolds, does it change the public perception that they're actually trying to do business and serious about doing business on a more global front, I guess?
Well, I mean, it certainly helps. You know, he's an outstanding two-way player. You know, and you saw how valuable center fielders are in the marketplace. Brandon Nimmo, who's really good, but certainly that doesn't have the power of Reynolds, got $162 million as a free agent, and there just wasn't any other center fielder who could hit on the market. You know, a guy who's played center field or shortstop and can hit is about the most valuable thing you can have. So I think it would help to change the perception, certainly, but it probably takes winning to really change the perception. You know, I mean, it was nice that they locked up Key Brian Hayes, but didn't change the perception too much.
And that's what I wanted to get at, and I'm glad you went there. Is the perception right now that they're not serious about doing business with big-time players?
Yeah, I mean, either that they're not serious or not able, depending on the perspective. But
Tell me yours.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they run it like a business, like most teams. You know, they're not Steve Cohen. They're not Seidler from the Padres. They're not Texas. You know, those are unusual teams. They're in the group of the vast majority of teams that runs it like a business and doesn't say to themselves, okay, we want to win. That's the priority over, you know, we can't, you know, we're willing to lose money to win. They're in the majority. But, you know, the fact that they're a small market team and running it like a business puts them in behind the eight ball, makes it very difficult. You know, San Diego people say that that's a small market. It's not a small market. It's the 12th market in the country. They have some challenges with local media and other things like that, but that's at least a mid-market. Pittsburgh is legitimately a small market team with some revenue challenges. So, you know, I can see why they're not spending like the Padres or the Mets. That said, you know, I do understand why the fans have been upset and why you know, they not put enough emphasis on making sure they have a great product on the field. I think that's fair.
Last year it was reported, maybe even by you, John, and forgive me if I misremember this, that the Pirates were interested maybe in trying to get something done with young star or potential star in their minds, Roansy Contreras. Do you think that a Reynolds contract, if they were able to get something done, would preclude them from being able to do something like that?
No, I wouldn't think so. No, I mean, if you're only able to keep one good player, at that point you should sell the team. You know, you obviously need a lot of good players, and baseball's not basketball. So I'm sure they understand that. So, no, I mean, one $100 million contract shouldn't shut down the business. I think that's fair.
John, how about this pitch clock? It seems to be working around the league. I know that the target is obviously for the game itself. But, you know, I want to hear your thoughts first on the pitch clock. But do you also think that it's targeting a different generation of fans and a different generation of viewers to be more engaged in the sport of baseball?
Well, first of all, I mean, I'm biased. I love the pitch clock because I'm on deadline constantly. And the stories will be much better if they're not completely rushed as the game drags on. You know, I think it is good to trim the fat out of the game. I know that some old-time baseball people love the cat and mouse game and all that. And I do have concerns about the key moments that are, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, if it's a tie game in the ninth inning, you know, that point guys have, you know, take their time. And maybe they'll have some adjustments and relax the rules and later in games or in more important games. I don't know. But for now, I love it. The players, by and large, seem to be okay with it or even happier with it. We still got to learning. I cover this for a living. I still can't figure out why McNeil got a strike on him last night. I think they said, excuse me, I'm near an airport.
I could deduce that much, yes.
Yeah. They said Alonso took too long to get back to first base. I guess it was after, I can't remember if it was after a foul ball or what. I don't know. But it was on Alonso, and they gave McNeil the strike. So I think McNeil owes Alonso. Actually, McNeil ended up getting a hit. An RBI hit on that. Anyway, despite the extra strike, they gave him a two strike. I didn't expect that. I didn't see that in spring training, and yeah, I'm going to have to brush up myself. So Alonso didn't get it either. I don't think anybody really understood it. But there'll be adjustments. And, you know, by and large, I think it's they're targeting the right group. I mean, you want young fans, right? Because young fans are going to be around longer and will end up watching more games than the older fans. So I think it's the right thing to do, and I think it's generally been great for baseball.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Last one for you. We're very close with Neil Walker. He comes on our show a lot. He does a lot for our station. Super, super guy. He said he talked to Andrew McCutchen not long ago and said Andrew McCutchen really thinks is a good opportunity in Pittsburgh because he's not going to have to play every day. He can DH here. He can go to right field, obviously, and do some things. Do you think this could be in a relaxing situation and not having to really get after it every single day? This could be a situation where McCutchen does benefit, John?
Well, certainly. You know, I mean, he's probably at that stage of that career where he's going to be a contributor but not an everyday player, and it makes sense. He certainly has got skills, you know, probably a near Hall of Famer. I don't have to look at the whole statistical rundown, but he's been a great Pirate, a great major leaguer. He's certainly going to be a big plus in that clubhouse as a sage veteran, and certainly has skill to pitch in with some key hits. So I think it makes sense. I thought that was one of the best signings of the offseason, even though it really only moved the needle in Pittsburgh, maybe. But I loved it. I thought that was a great idea. And, you know, I mean, the Pirates are, you know, I know they don't get much credit, and they won't until they win, but they're doing some things right. And if they get this Reynolds thing done, good for them, because it's not easy to lock up a guy of this stature in a small market.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it as always. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Good talking to you guys.
You too. John Heyman. There he goes. MLB insider John Heyman, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball, Cody Decker and Tony Gwynn Jr. covering all things MLB. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Crowley, what do you glean from that? Man, it's a pretty striking statement. I'll ask you what you gleaned from, and then I'll tell you what I did.
Well, I think that the fact that the Pirates and Reynolds have figured it out from a money perspective means it's going to happen. That's what I take, that it's probably a team option year at the end. Maybe he wants it to be a player option, something like that. I kind of guessed about that on the early morning show today. If that's the case, I mean, just give the player what he wants. Give him a player option, because what matters for the Pirates is keeping this guy around for the next few years when you think there could be a window. And more important than that, keeping him around to stop all the fans from foaming at the mouths.
Well,
so
yes.
In the here and the now, just get it done. Forget about 7 years down the road, whether it's a team or player option. That, to me, doesn't really matter.
Well, John just absolutely took an axe right to the middle of any arguments anybody can make in the boardroom or any fan when he said, if you can't sign more than one $100 million player, then, like, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing owning a team? That hits all sides. That is, we can't even continue this conversation if that's not something that you can account for and budget for and that you're willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that that's not the reason with Reynolds, you know, that if it's a whole, like, okay, we look at our payroll and say, I don't know, Brian Hayes is here, and what's going to happen with O'Neill Cruz in the future, and Mitch Keller, maybe he's going to want a contract. Do we really want an expenditure? And if that's the case, that's very problematic.
Yeah, other small market teams have shown that they can pay guys and still pay other guys. They don't have to be the Mets. They don't have to be the Dodgers. They don't have to be the Padres. But you can still afford to have three or four players on your team that you are paying some sort of big money to. And, you know, it cuts to the heart of the matter here, which is the reality is small market teams can get business done.
How about Heyman, though, saying, you know what, your idea for O'Neill Cruz is kind of stupid. Bob Walk said it. Well, okay, maybe it's all right. Colin, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Wait, Bob Walk said it. Okay, maybe he sees him every day.
Right,
maybe
right.
He's okay. I know I'm no walkie, but the guy killed me. And then
he laughed in your face over the phone.
Laughed in my face.
That's 2 days in a row.
And then
yesterday.
Walkie agrees with me. Yeah. And he goes, well, you know what? Walk might know what he's talking about. Walk said the same thing I said.
You're
even
just
more.
Some schlub.
Even I am some schlub to John Heyman. Oh, goodness. Anyways, great having him on at the airport. And it was a Cessna airport. What's he doing, wing walking?
It seems like he was riding shotgun with O.J. Simpson.
I know. Not even. It was, with Amelia Earhart. What was he doing? Where was he? He wasn't
at
LaGuardia. It was a guy. Where was the guy? Was he in a Piper? You know, a Cessna? What? What was he doing?
Maybe he's a pilot on the side. I don't know.
He's just Sam Hall doing Chopper 4.
Yeah.
You know, Sully. At least Sully was in a big plane. This guy was in one of those little jobs. Goes, you know, pulls the banner, the icy light banner behind it. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Again, don't forget, gigantic day, enormous day. One of the biggest days of the Fan Morning Show happening right now. This is, don't forget, send your well wishes.
Happy birthday, Doreen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, Doreen.
Pirates winners yesterday, 5-4 over the Cincinnati Reds. O'Neill Cruz with a homer and two ribs. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Colin.
Yes, sir. FanDuel. FanDuel there for you right now. Grand slams, no hitters, double plays. They're all back. You saw it yesterday. And, man, it is in full swing now baseball season. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge, MLB Action, America's number one sportsbook. That's right. Right now, new customers step to the plate. No sweat, first bet, up to $1,000. Just go to FanDuel.com/fan, F-A-N, sign up, place your bet, and get to up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania, first online real money wager. Only $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions, they do apply. See full terms, FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem, you call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this observation has been made by more than a few people this morning as it's Doran's 35th birthday, and we've been playing this song that we found on the internet. People think this could be Starkey that is doing this,
kind of
that is performing this.
Happy birthday, Doran.
The quirky way in which he sings, they think it could be Starkey. It's not Starkey. It's one of an Albanian man that I know. But listen, they think, they go, could this be Joe?
Happy birthday, Doran.
Picture, close your eyes and picture
happy
Joe singing.
Happy birthday,
yeah?
A little.
Happy birthday, Doran.
There it is. All right, but this really is Joe right here. This happened yesterday on Joe's show.
First baseman, Yoshi Tsutsugo.
And that's not extended. That's not like, you know, we didn't rip that and keep it, in, you know, edit it in or anything. That's Joe's true laugh, and it's also Edgar Snyder and Associates wants to you to text us about that, 412-928-9370. Listen to this again.
Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Listen. They were going over last year's lineup and remembering what it was, comparing it to this year's. This sounds like whenever something is, you know, stuck in your bicycle chain. This part. Or a dog.
It sounds like he's wiping a windshield
yeah,
with some Windex.
Like he's wiping his... I heard that live, and went, what the hell is this guy's voice? Now, that it brought up this conversation earlier, is Adam and I were talking. Does Joe like it a lot better when Ron is out, or does he not? And I think there's a happy medium there. What my take is, I think he likes it a lot better for about 2 hours, then he realizes he runs out of steam and needs somebody else.
There are a few people I respect more than Joe Starkey. I think he's a brilliant dude. Joe Starkey probably wants to spread his wings a little bit. He's an odd man, and I say that with full respect. We're all odd in our own different ways. He can't always be himself with Cook there because Cook would just jump out the window. So I think for a couple of hours, Joe is happy to be left to his own devices, but eventually you realize, well, dang, I got to talk a lot more
right
without Ron. So I do think it's probably a little bit of yes, a little bit of no.
I envision that's what a seal sounds like.
Oh, that's funny.
Does Joe like when Ron is out, Dorn?
I think we're all on the same page here. I think it's split down the middle. I mean, I think I'll go an hour. It's fine without Ron. And then that last 3 hours, whenever he knows he has to fill space and time, it struggles and he needs somebody to talk to.
Joe seems like, okay, I'll phrase it this way. Joe seems like the guy that runs the half mile that someone tells him halfway into it that it's a mile race whenever Ron's not here. He comes out full bore. He's got it going. In the first 2 hours, I mean, you're catching stuff, you know, like this. And then much of the last 45 minutes to an hour, at least, of the show is, Folsy, are we done yet?
Right.
Folsy, this has been such a long day. Because he doesn't have Ron to rely on, where Ron goes, yes, no, Jim Leland, you know, like just... I talked to Tito about the baseball season. And so Joe has to fill that time. But he comes out, I mean, blazing, hot, hard. And he just then hits that wall. You could catch that wall at about 12:41
yeah,
or so. 12:45.
About an hour and 45 minutes.
And then he just turns it to Folsy.
Yep.
And then Matt gets a lot of air time. What are you laughing about, Crowley?
The dying seal.
Oh,
whatever became of Yoshi Tsutsugo?
I don't know. They apparently became a comedic. You know, he became the butt of jokes.
Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Why is that so funny to Joe?
I know, that's what I was wondering.
I don't know why. It's windshield wiper. People say it's windshield wipers on a dry windshield. See, now I'm coughing.
It's not like Carlos Santana's right. The second coming of Ryan Howard.
Tsutsugo. I don't know. Oh, goodness. Was Tsutsugo really that bad?
Yes.
I don't know. Oh, goodness. But, yeah, windshield wipers on a dry windshield. Oh. Now, you know what people are going to do today because it's dry out there right now? They're going to go out there before it rains. They're going to go put their windshield wipers on. And one more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Just one more time. That's it. I promise. All right. Tyler Kennedy next. Tyler Kennedy, our guy, brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore. Meet me at Mike's. TK joining us. Hello, Tyler. How you doing?
Good, boys. I'm doing a lot better this week than last week. No monotone this week.
No, right? No. You know, we love you for the monotone. You talk however you want. It's about the information, not the delivery.
Yeah, that's true. Again, it was a rough one last week. Again, it sometimes gets a little rough getting up that early.
Oh, it is what it is. Now, Jari, are we back on this Jari train or what after last night?
I don't know. Again, DeSmith had a great game 4 or 5 nights ago, and then he pooped the bed the game after. So, again, I'm hoping Jari can string some wins, some good play together without getting hurt. Because, again, we both know how important he is to that team, especially going into the playoffs. And you look around the league, you look around the top teams, there are some extremely good goalies that can steal series. So he needs to be on top of his game.
TK, is it sacrilege in hockey to just go back and forth? Like, what if they use a system where, all right, Casey, this is your game. All right, Tristan, this is your game. And even into the playoffs, just go back and forth, use the 2-goalie system. Is that sacrilege in hockey?
Yeah, you can't do that. I just don't think at this time of the year. And the one thing that kind of scares me with the Penguins is I'm not really sure if they still have their line set and who they really believe in going into – the last couple games here in the playoffs. Like, again, it seems like guys are still moving up and down the lineup. They're still trying to find, you know, the right combination of players and even goalies. So that's the one thing that scares me with the Penguins right now. And again, the good teams kind of know exactly where everyone kind of fits in their lineup.
TK, this Granlund, at least that's my thought on him. What have you seen so far?
To be honest, same thing. Kind of a little bit of vanilla. He works his butt off. You got to give him credit that he works his butt off, but so did I. You know, you got to produce. You got to play the right way. I think he's a good player. I think he's an asset with being sound defensively, being a force in the right way. But I still, for $5 million, he has me wanting more. You know, I thought he was going to come and he was going to be maybe more of a spark or more of a player that's going to stand out a little bit more at the end of the game. So he definitely is kind of giving me that sense of, hey, I want to see more out of you, especially if we're paying you $5 million.
What do you make of the last, you know, in the Penguins, they're not in, but they're close to being in. They're still fighting, but their odds on favorite are that they're going to get in. What is this? What's it like the last 5-8 games of a season, both if you know you're in and if you kind of think you're in? Is there any autopilot that kind of drifts in and just say, man, the first thing I got to do is kind of like stay healthy because I want to play in the playoffs? What's that like this time of year?
One, it was always exciting because it's such a long year. It's like 82 games. I just remember it just being so long. And then when you have like 5 to 6 games left, you're like, wow, I can actually, the light at the end of the tunnel is right there. And then we get to really honestly meaningful hockey. So that was like the exciting part. And then for me, I was a guy that like, okay, let's make sure, you know, you kind of like pick your spots with your fights because you don't want to fight a meathead or someone who's not even in the playoff spot. You don't want to put yourself in a bad situation where you are going to get hurt. So those are some of the things that were running through my mind with 5 to 7 games left. But again, the excitement going into the last couple of games is awesome just because, again, it's been such a long year for them. Again, they travel a lot. They're in and out. They're at the rink every day. They're so scheduled. One thing after I finished my career, it was probably the biggest adjustment, not being on a schedule from, you know, September all the way to April, you know, almost every hour is kind of planned out for you.
Tyler, let's talk about this game tomorrow against the Bruins. Some takeaways, whether they win, whether they lose, whether they keep it close. Can we learn anything about this team heading into the playoffs against one of the best teams in NHL tomorrow?
Yeah, you're going to see where they stack up. You know, Boston's still playing really good hockey. They won last night. And we're going to see what the Penguins are all about. See how they're going to come out. Are they going to be ready to play? Are they going to try to, you know, show the Boston Bruins that they're going to be a team that's going to compete first round and they're going to take them the whole way? I think it's going to be an exciting game. And I think you're going to really see the leaders on the Penguins stand out. You know, I think that's when you see Chris Letang, Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby really take that team to the next level. Again, I think those guys really get up for these big games. And, you know, they don't have that many of those big games left against a team like a Boston.
If the Penguins are to make the playoffs and give a little scare to Boston or Carolina, whomever it may be, who's the guy beyond the big three that you think needs to step up, Tyler?
Honestly, it's probably maybe more than one guy. Well, one, it's got to be a goalie. You know, if Jari's going to be the guy, he's got to steal a game or two, or, you know, at least keep them in when they get their grade A scoring chance where he makes that blocker save. So instead of 1-0, instead of 2-0, it's only 1-0. So they're still kind of in the game. So I think a goalie's a big one. But I think, again, when you have a really good team that upsets a lot of teams, your third and fourth line mean a ton because usually your first two lines cancel each other out and then your third and fourth line kind of win series, you know. Or, you know, when we went the whole way, every line won a series, you know, from Evgeny Malkin beating Carolina by himself when we played Carolina. You know, when we played Washington, Sid put on a show with Ovi where they're scoring at will. You know, we play Philadelphia. My line stepped up. And then once you get to the finals, everyone's kind of got to pull the cord. So I think it's more than just one guy, even though the goalie situation means so much. I think it's a group or a line of guys that have to stand up or pull the rope and produce. You know, you need those third and fourth line guys to score a goal, to you know, be a positive at the end of the game.
All right, last question and best question for you. Opening day yesterday for the Pirates, they are away. The home opener will be next Friday. Whether it was after a day or for a day off or after the season, ever get absolutely cranked with some of the boys down at the ballpark?
No. You know what? I absolutely love the Pirates, and I think it's awesome, and I think they have such a great stadium. But I was never a guy that would go there just to get cranked and watch football, baseball. I'm not a big drinker. Honestly, sitting in the sun and having a couple drinks gives me like an instant headache. So I never was that guy. And
what?
Again,
Because I remember the times they brought the cup, and other times I was like, wow, these guys have been at it all day.
I'm talking about myself. Other guys, like guys I used to play, like a Hal Gill, a Rob Scuderi, a Billy Guerin. Oh yeah, they're putting in a shift at the baseball game. But personally, yes. I wasn't that guy. And again, guys, when you finish the year, it's, you know, guys are excited to get out of town and recharge. You know, again, it's like the most these guys have off during the year is maybe 1 or 2 days. That's all year. You know, it's tough. So when they have no schedule after they're done, where they just have a one meeting and then you're kind of free to do whatever you want until September, like these guys, they start packing up their stuff right after and trying to figure out what they're doing. And, you know, again, a lot of them go on vacation because they just haven't had it all year, and they're craving that.
Nice. Good work. We appreciate it. Hal Gill, though, he got after it. Yeah, Scuderi.
How many beers did it take to screw Hal Gill up?
I know, right?
Honestly, like, there is a couple guys that, like, were marathon runners that just consistently can drink. You know, again, a lot of those Boston guys, Billy Guerin was another guy, an undercover guy who was really close with Jordan Staal. Jordan Staal, he wasn't, but he consistently drank all day, you know, like, where he can handle it. And I think it's probably their bigger body, where I was back in my prime, I was more of a sprinter. You know, it was a race to get feeling good, but then I kind of quit right after, you know. But those bigger guys, it was an ordeal in the afternoon putting on a show.
Yeah, professional effort. We know how it works. Thank you, TK. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks, boys. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. Good stuff from Tyler Kennedy. Coming up next, did Andrew Filippone do something absolutely unfair to his wife yesterday? Totally unfair to his wife. We'll tell you what that is. Mike DeFabo talks Steelers top of the hour. Happy Friday.
Bucks winners yesterday, 5-4 against the Cincinnati Reds. O'Neill Cruz with a homer and 2 RBI. The Penguins, 2-0 win over Nashville. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
Your pal Crowley here for Mantality, a local healthcare facility dedicated to helping men perform their very best. You tired? Maybe a little bit chubby? We've had listeners go to lowtusa.com. They made an appointment, they got in quick, they got tested, and now they've got pep in their step again. Mantality can be covered by insurance. Make that appointment today for an FDA-approved testosterone treatment administered by board-certified physicians. Just go to lowtusa.com.
Mike DeFabo, top of the hour. Get back into a little Pirates stuff. And wait till, man, I got a new favorite Steeler. I just do. It's unreal. Okay, two-part thing with Pony. Pony went to Tropicana Field yesterday. Still called that, right? In Tampa, or St. Pete. It's in St. Pete. The Rays play there. So, first of all, was it fair? You're in Florida. The weather's beautiful. You go to, even though it's opening day, it's against the Tigers. You go to a baseball game in Florida when it's beautiful outside. I would only go to a baseball game in Florida, I think, and take my wife if it was like seeing a movie. If it was pouring down rain, it was like a rain day kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would go to Tropicana Field on a beautiful, nice day and spend 3 hours there when I was in Florida for a limited time.
No.
Everybody does what they want to do. I'm just saying what I would do.
And this is to counter his trip to France, right?
Yes.
And so they weren't going to see baseball in France. And the last thing I would want, to do, if I was Amanda, and I know Amanda very well, she loves sports, but she doesn't love it as much as Andrew. The last thing I would want to do if I was in St. Pete, Florida, close to the beach, is go sit inside and watch baseball.
He avoided France because the streets are covered in trash and he winds up going to the worst ballpark in Major League Baseball.
Well, that's the discussion at 412-928-9370. I've often said this, and I've been there for a couple games. It is like going inside an empty Costco and watching a baseball game. Or if you're driving down 65 in like Leet or wherever, or various places throughout Western Pennsylvania, but that's one place I could think of, Leet. And you look off of 65 toward the river, and there are all those abandoned monoliths of a building that used to be steel fabricating places or some kind of steel mills or something, warehouses. And you say, you know what? I wonder what it'd be like to have a baseball game in there. That's what it's like at Tropicana Field. That's exactly what it's like. The ball gets hit and you hear this echoing that just bounces through the place that is hollow and terrible. And they get like 8,000 people. Maybe, when it's not the Yankees. It's awful. What is the most awful place that you've been to that is a major league, big league facility? Not just in baseball, maybe baseball, football, basketball, whatever. A major league facility that you've been to and you said, wait a minute, this is it?
Well, when I was younger at West Allegheny, we played our football games on the baseball field. And it reminded me, if you fast forward years later, of the worst experience I ever had as a player. And the worst facility I've ever been in as a player, and that's the Oakland Raiders Stadium.
Oh, yeah, with the baseball field
there? We played on a baseball. I was like, I feel like I'm young again, playing on a baseball field. It was my first time playing wide receiver, too. First snap I ever had as a NFL wide receiver against Ndombe Osunbor, who was the best corner in the league at the time. So through my mind, I'm like, I'm gonna get jammed up here. Like, this is over. But I'm on a baseball field.
Yeah, the dirt diamond is there.
And then I get over to the sidelines, and I look up, and there's a whole brawl going on. In the Oakland Raider, like, you know,
black hole.
And I'm like, what is going on in this stadium? We're playing on a baseball field. We're in the NFL. People are fighting. That, to me, was one of the worst experiences I had at a professional venue ever in my life.
Well, Ben got all busted up. They didn't even have a regular X-ray machine for us.
Right. Sternoclavicular. That's what he says. Yes.
Their locker room was as big as this room.
Oh, my God.
What's the worst place you've ever been that people said, well, this is Major League Baseball or NFL or the NBA or NHL, and you walked in and you went, well, wait a minute, this?
So I'll set it up this way. I went to Fenway with my dad when I was younger, and it was awesome because of the history, a cathedral of the game, and you're all jammed in tight, but the place is packed, and you had Yawkey Way, and people are there to watch baseball. It was a dump, but you're there to watch baseball, so you love it. I went to Wrigley with my wife. It was a dump, and the people weren't there to watch baseball. They were there to drink their faces off. Now, that's usually my thing.
Right.
But I went there thinking, oh, this is going to be one of the great cathedrals of the game, Wrigley Field. You got to go there if you're a baseball fan. And I would go back, but the concessions were tight. There were so many blocked views. And the people who were there, there wasn't an appreciation of baseball. It was just about getting all effed up. So I did not really enjoy my trip to the friendly confines all that much.
Now, they've changed some of the buildings in and around it. One of the best baseball experiences I've ever had as a fan was the rooftops at Wrigley before they built some of this stuff up, the blocking mechanisms and different things. That was 10 times better. I did back-to-back days with my friend who used to live in Chicago, lives in Louisville now. We did back-to-back days, and I've told this story before. He was dating a Lovable at the time, which was a Bulls dancer.
Oh.
And she happened to have a bunch of Lovable friends.
Oh. Well, that'll help the enjoyment.
Oh, yeah. Did it ever. And so we had a line on tickets back-to-back days from the Lovables that we went to the rooftop the one day and then the seats the next day, and the rooftop was so much more enjoyable. It was exactly what you'd think. Well, what are you doing? We're standing on somebody's roof. You go right inside this door. There's a full-on bar, beer, whatever, like a pig roast thing happening, and you just stand up here and you eat and you drink and you watch the game. Well, what's the hook or what's the – there's none. That's what it is. And then the next day we went inside the seats, and it was much like you described. It was okay, but it wasn't great.
Yeah. I was expecting more because I had been to Fenway first, and the people that were there were just there to watch baseball.
But nothing's as bad as Tropicana Field. Tropicana Field, it is. It's like walking into an empty Costco and watching a baseball game.
You know what's kind of dumpy is Great American Ballpark.
I agree with you there, because the area sucks too.
Yes.
One place that's indoors that I actually like is the Brewers place.
Yeah.
They have a big screen, a replay screen that is, it is as, I mean, it's as big as half a green tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most gigantic screen I've ever seen, I think. It's got to be one of the biggest in professional sports. And it's set way out like, it would be like the equivalent of like Monroeville or somewhere where it is. It's not in the city of Milwaukee. But I found it to be enjoyable even though it was indoors.
I've heard that about that. My dad loves that ballpark. Another one that I went to was St. Louis, and I was with some Pirates fans. And they said, oh, this ballpark's awesome, but you don't quite have the view we have at PNC Park. And the fan to our right, he's wearing a blue St. Louis Cardinals jersey. He goes, yeah, you see all those flags out there? That's all the stuff we've won.
Yeah.
We kind of dig that view.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Ooh. What about Three Rivers?
Three Rivers was better for football than Heinz Field is.
But for baseball,
it was just a cement donut.
Right.
For football, I don't need bells and whistles for football. I just need a stadium.
Uh-huh.
For baseball, I need bells and whistles. It was what I wanted for football. It was a place I went in, and it was just a field and some seats for me to watch.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of all I want for football.
Baseball, so, you need a scenery.
Baseball, I need it all because there's so much time. No, not anymore. Now with the pitch clock, you might not need it as much. I wonder how much that's going to be an issue too. We talked about it. I kind of laughed at the one story that was written, but I wonder how much the concessions, I wonder how much the beer, I wonder how much the hospitality, the in-game entertainment, how that's all going to need to be sped up a little bit. Some of that's in between innings and won't be affected, but the other stuff is during the game. And you're squeezing an hour out of that game. There will be people that are be affected some.
Yeah, you should extend an hour of keeping the park open so people can kind of mingle.
Good call. Open it a little earlier, let it go, let it be a little later, but don't extend the game. The game is perfect as it was yesterday.
Last year, opening day, 3 games under 3 hours. 3 games into opening day yesterday, 2 games under 3 hours, 2 hours 21 minutes, 2 hours 33 minutes.
And the stolen bases are way up.
Way up.
Wow.
Way up the stolen bases are. Mike DeFabo coming up top of the hour. We talked to him. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's, Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online too. SunChevy.com. Rain 53.
That's the weather.
Sure is. Let me tell you about Chendorovich, and Fishman. Now, we just did our great Feed the Need deal that we have here. $351,000.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.